My name is Telly, and I sing for The Word Alive.
My name's Tony. I play guitar in The Word Alive.
The most annoying question you get in interviews, because we ask it, then we don't have the shame to ask it later.
Yeah.
So
I got you.
Probably when people just, like, ask about how the band started. When you've been a band this long, you've had that question for years, and it's like, that's what Google's for.
I really don't get annoyed. I'm just an easy, laid-back guy. But it is a little annoying when they ask us, what's our favorite place to play?
All right, could you imagine living together in one house, just the band, no one else? Or would you get annoyed of each other or something?
We pretty much do already.
We pretty much do, yeah. We live together more than any of us live with someone else, because we're on tour all the time. And we have done things like we've rented a house for when we recorded Deceiver. We lived in a house together. Yeah, we pretty much do, basically.
We moved all in together after tour, though. I think we know each other.
Yeah, you definitely need that break. We could, but we would probably get in a few more fights.
Do you have any rituals that you always do before a show?
We do. We have a few. I mean, most of us, well, no, actually only really me and Tony usually, but we stretch out because we're getting older. Got to make sure we can move around. But we always do a chant before we play, but it's almost never the same. There are a few good ones that, like, if we're feeling good, or we had, like, a really good show and we did a chant, we'll, like, sometimes stick with it for a few shows or for a while. But if we had a bad show, then we're like, that's done. And then we come up with something new and just ride the vibes.
And those chants, are they song lyrics or just something you
chum
up? Whatever. It could be random nicknames for a friend. It could be...
Just a word. Like sometimes we've done just like random words. The most random things sometimes.
90% of the time it's very inappropriate.
Yeah, sometimes it's can be
I don't know, it doesn't matter. Zach comes up with some crazy shit right before we play, and we're like, alright, I feel that, I'm feeling that, we vibe out, we're like, let's do that one tonight.
Yeah, all of us will kind of like throw some stuff out, and sometimes we'll be like, take one word from one person's one and combine it.
Just ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, just something that, you know, takes like us away from taking it too seriously and reminds us just like, we need to just have a good time. Like, no matter what's happened, no matter if someone's been in a bad mood before or not having the best day, of just like, hey, like, let's just let all that go for an hour and just have fun.
What would you say is the best thing about playing live a show on, like, a festival or a concert?
Well, I mean, just playing a show in general is, like, the best feeling for us. Like, that's our, like, 45 to an hour, you know, long of just fun.
Yeah.
And it really has to do with the crowd too, though, you know.
If the crowd's singing and going crazy, then we feed off that. And we could have had the worst day, but if we have a crazy show, none of that matters. You know, like, we get off stage and we're just, like, on top of the world. That's just what's awesome about music.
Do you go to concerts yourselves, just to, like, a fan, or just to listen to music with other people as well? Or do you not have the time to do that?
Yeah.
Not as much as we'd like to, because unfortunately we tour during peak, you know, touring seasons. So a lot of times we're gone when, like, the tour that we would want to go to is in our, you know, city. But yeah, we're always down to go see artists that we love when we can.
Alright, in your new album Dark Matter, you have much less screams and less solos on the guitar, less breakdowns, and Luke is holding back, I feel. Why is that? Why did you make that change to your music?
I think we just wanted to write music for ourselves. You know, we were always just trying to please everyone from, like, our first CD. And as we got older, you know, our taste in music, you know, changed. And it was, like, forced, like, oh, we need to, like, shred on guitars, or we need to have, like, crazy heavy breakdowns. And, like, the years pass, and it's like, we don't even listen to that kind of music, really, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we've all have just improved and evolved to better songwriters than musicians, and we wanted our band to be sonically just, you know, good, instead of just having like one person being the showcasing, you know. Like, it was more of just we wanted to like really write good songs that we wanted to play and do it for ourselves.
I mean, that pretty much is exactly what I would say. It's just like, we can't, like, we don't need to prove anything else to anyone else, because we know we can, what we can play. You know, we know that everyone in our band can play crazy technical stuff, but that's such a small percentage of people that listen to music for that. And the majority of people listen just, they want feeling. They want, you know, a melody that gets stuck in their head. They want to be able to understand the words and relate to it. And that's the music we all listen to, are those songs. Yeah. So it just, it wasn't feeling natural anymore to push towards that side, because we felt like we would just be writing songs just to prove things to other people, instead of songs, like Tony was saying, that we just enjoy, that are more like what our influences are, that are more like what we listen to, what we like. So that's all we did. We just wrote an album for ourselves, and it was like the best thing we've ever done.
What is it with your lyric writing? Does everybody in your band just write lyrics sometimes, or is it, okay, this guy is just like the boss for the lyrics? Or do you, everyone just write what they want and say, okay, I can't lyrics for a song?
I'm the boss. No, I mean, I try not to look at it as like I'm the boss, but it's just like anything, like,
it's his duty, you know, it's his job.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, I don't tell Tony, this is your song to play, but at the end of the day, I have to relate the most, I guess, to the words, because that's physically what I'm doing. So if I'm not singing something that I feel, it's just subconsciously, you know, you're not gonna sing it the same. And it's not that the other guys don't like or have input or anything, but just with this album in general, like, we tried to all be super open-minded with our individual work and roles within the band, and really just let the creative, you know, juices kind of take over. And like the chorus of Trapped, Daniel wrote the lyrics, actually. And I just wrote the rest of the song based off that, because I was like, that's fucking awesome. And I was like, and I relate to that, and I see what you're feeling. And so, like, there's times where there's that happens. There's times where, you know, it just happens different ways. So try not to make it so dictator sounding, because it's not meant to be that way.
What would you say to fans like these who have said, okay, they have been fans for a long time and they don't really can connect to your new album? What would you say to them?
There's a million other bands that, if they want breakdowns and solos and traditional metalcore, you can find that band all over, nonstop. You know, we're not writing music for other people the same way that we were before. Like, you know, we mentioned earlier, like, this album, like, in our minds, like, it could have done horribly and we wouldn't have cared, because we love it. Like, mm-hmm. We love it so much more than anything else we've ever done. But fortunately, you know, the reaction is undeniable. It's our best album we've ever written, and the crowd is proof of that. You know, they're singing the new songs louder than the old songs. They're going crazier. There's more new fans at all the shows. Like, we're having the most successful headline tour we've ever had in Europe ever, and it's because of our new album. Fans change, and it's not that we don't appreciate those fans or those older songs, but you can't expect a band like us that has always shown that we're not afraid to experiment and bridge genre gaps to not keep doing that. So, I mean, it's a shame if they don't, but for every fan that doesn't, there's 10 new ones that do.
What would you say are influences to your style of music? You said you don't even listen to that kind of stuff with heavy breakdowns anymore. What do you listen to now? Where do you draw your inspirations from?
I mean, we still listen to heavy music. Like, the album's aggressive. Dark Matter is aggressive. Majority of the album's aggressive, you know. So we're always still listening, I guess, heavy music, but just, I guess, not like that really heavy music that we used to. But we're so we're into so many different music. Like, honestly, on this tour, we've been listening a lot of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Almost every day, like, hip-hop. And the new 1975 album. I don't know if you ever listened to 1975, but they just put out their new album pretty recently. And
yeah, that's, like, fun. All we listened to the last tour.
Yeah, it's a fun record. And, you know, we're all huge fans of Deftones and Under Oath. You know, like, they're now that they, you know, made that comeback and that outweed. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's just like that thing, like, you know, it's just part of aging. You know, you listen to a lot of the music you listen to when you're growing up, and a lot of us listen to classic rock. We listen to, you know, singer-songwriter music. We, you know, now we listen to things that are fun to listen to as a group because, you know, we enjoy just spending time and having a couple of drinks and hanging out. We're not these, you know, young, like, pissed off at the world kids, you know, anymore. It's like we're, like, trying to, like, buy houses and settle down more in life, so to speak. And it doesn't mean that we don't like heavy music, like Tony said. Like, we still do listen to stuff, but we're just not actively, like, man, every day when I get off stage after screaming and all that, I want to hear more of that. It's more like we hear it all the time, all year round for 8 years almost now. And so it's more like we listen to things outside of our genre. And I'm not saying that those are what influenced the new album. We took our influences from the heavier bands, probably, you know, as a whole that we like. Because even the softest song on the album is, like, still, like, it's rock. It's, you know, it's not like we made, like, pop songs or anything. But, you know, we're all across the board, you know, from Deftones, Incubus, Under Oath, Linkin Park. All those bands that really help shape bands like us to start playing music. That whole generation, like, that's what we listen to the most. You know, I don't listen to a lot of more modern stuff, but there are some really good modern bands that, you know, are friends of ours that it's cool to listen to, but it's not the first thing I go to put on ever.
You said that you are a little under the weather. Do you have a recipe for keeping this show going? You need your voice the whole evening now, and what do?
I'm pretty good about, like, knowing what I can and can't do, and if I'm not at 100%, I will, by the time we play, get myself as close as humanly possible to 100%. You know, I drink a ton of water, I drink tea, I warm up throughout the day, I do just different exercises that help stretch out my voice. Overall, just do the warm-ups that I always do that help me, you know, to know where I'm at. And then, honestly, the last thing is I go on stage every night and I know that I'm going to be the best front man that I possibly can be. And that's all I can do. With the adrenaline from the crowd, usually it just takes me, you know, past that level. I'll be fine tonight. I'm, like, stuffed up now because of allergies, but I'm past the worst of it. So somehow just almost always works out and my voice comes back and it's fine. A couple shots of whiskey never hurt either.
Hey guys, it's Telly.
And Tony.
From The Word Alive, and you're listening to Funklust.